You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm David Brancaccio. A rift has developed with the U.S. Central Bank taking one view and the U.S. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin taking another, with Mnuchin ending a pandemic stimulus program the Fed wanted to keep going. Marketplace's Nova Safo joins us here. Which of the many programs are we talking about?
Well, at issue is $450 billion allocated by Congress to fund emergency lending programs at the Fed that directly support businesses, nonprofits, and local governments. These are taxpayer-funded programs versus what the Fed usually does, which is expand or contract credit on its own, or as some like to call it, print money. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin wants the actual taxpayer money returned to the Treasury by the end of December. Now, economists consider the programs that would be shut down important because they reassure investors that the Fed is there and ready to keep money flowing. So Mnuchin's decision surprised many and prompted the Fed to issue a statement saying it would prefer the programs to continue because the central bank says they're important as a backstop for an economy that remains vulnerable.
But if that's the case, why does Mr. Mnuchin want to end these programs?
Well, he says the economy has come back from the brink and the programs are no longer needed because banks now have the lending capacity to meet borrowing needs. And there's also a question as to whether Congress intended for the programs to be going on this long, David. Mnuchin says it did not, and that the $450 billion should be returned so it can be reallocated elsewhere.
That's all for today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.